This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Sheila Blackford joins me live in studio. She is the managing editor of American President, that's AmericanPresident.org, and the library specialist at the Miller Center's Scripps Library, and she is at the Miller Center of Public Affairs. And I was telling folks at the top of the show today that it's hard to find a place in Charlottesville where there's just one building that's so jam-packed with such smart, talented, creative people. And the Miller Center is that place. I'm a terrific admirer of the work that y'all do.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely.
Thrilled to come talk about the website, all about the presidents all the time. AmericanPresident.org is, as you said, you know, one component of what the Miller Center does. It's a little different than a lot of the things we do because it's focused for a very general audience, you know, high school students, teachers, interested adults, anybody who's interested in the presidency. We have got information, multimedia, video, audio, anything you
and you can literally go. I was looking at this website. You can literally go and click on any president and get speeches, text of speeches, and beginning with Franklin Roosevelt, you can get audio,
right?
And then beginning with Kennedy, you can get video,
right? And we are, I would venture to guess, we are the only website on the internet where you can get the range of the speeches that are full length. So for the text, for the audio, and the video, they are the entire speech. And it's the only place you can go on the internet where you can see speeches from every, you know, from all presidents, video from Kennedy forward, all in one spot. Like, you pretty much, A, can't find complete speeches on the internet, and or if you wanted to find them for different presidents, you would have to do a lot of searching on the internet to find
them. And the Miller Center brings it all on one webpage, which
That's
is just
right.
amazing. And I have to ask you before we go on,
yes.
You were just telling me just before we went on the air that you are the daughter of the late Stage Blackford.
I am.
Who, for folks who don't know, was a graduate of Mr. Jefferson's University and the longtime editor of the Virginia Quarterly Review. And I was so fortunate to have the opportunity to sit down with him when I was doing my book, The Corner, and talk to him about his memories of UVA and being a student at UVA. And just an amazing guy. And you talk
about talent.
The university and this community was so lucky to have him for as long as we did. So what we're going to hear today are some of the highlights from the Presidential Speech Archive. And how do you come by these?
Well, we get them from the National Archives Library. So starting from President Hoover forward, the National Archives creates individual presidential libraries. Before Hoover, all that information, all the presidential papers, photos would generally be in the Library of Congress. But Hoover forward, each president has his own library. And they're all run differently. They're all managed differently. I go to each one and I say, this is what I'm looking for. Can you help me? And generally, they're incredibly helpful because they know this is really important public information, for the public record, in the public domain. They want to get it out there and they simply don't have the resources. They don't have the time and or the technology or the people to get it out there, to digitize it, put it up on the internet.
Well, I think if you put the Miller Center's site, AmericanPresident.org, and we're talking with Sheila Blackford, the managing editor of the site, it's AmericanPresident.org. If you put that up next to Living Room Candidate, which is also another one of my favorite sites that archives presidential campaign commercials.
Oh, okay. Oh, neat.
I don't think you need anything else. I mean, it's all, those two websites give you everything.
Right.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So let's hear some of these great highlights from the archives at the Miller Center, online at AmericanPresident.org. And first, we're going to hear from Franklin Roosevelt. And this is, of course, who can forget this? It's just become iconic in American history.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
That's his address to a joint convening of Congress there on December 8th, 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt. I I could never really get tired of listening to that.
I know. And
his voice is like music to me.
I know. A lot of people haven't heard the presidents and their actual voices. And so when you see actors portraying them in movies, you know, you suddenly think like, wow, he actually does sound like that. You know, and John Kennedy's another one who does sort of sound in the way that people portray him on movies with a very heavy Boston accent.
Yeah. And let's hear President John F. Kennedy. And this is from his inaugural address.
That's right.
Right.
In January 20th, 1961.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Good stuff. And of course, the second part of that is less well known, that he actually addressed the citizens of the world.
That's right. And I almost included that. And that's, I think, an important point to make, is that we're just doing the greatest hits, things that people would know. People would go to the archive and say, I really want to hear this that I've heard so much about. But in fact, we have the entire speech. And one of the great things you can do with the Presidential Speech Archive is take a topic throughout history, civil rights, healthcare, environment, and not only read, listen, watch the presidents as the policy changes and develops and evolves over time.
Now that is really fascinating from a historian's perspective.
Yes.
Or somebody doing research, you can go to this website then,
right,
and track a public policy idea as it's changed through time.
Absolutely. And you can see Kennedy speaking at the Berlin Wall when, you know, he does his famous, I'm not even going to pretend to say it, but, you know, we are all Berliners,
yeah,
speech. And then you can go see Reagan at the same, also in Berlin, saying, tear down this wall. And then you can go see Clinton in the same spot in Berlin, also talking about, you know, a free, independent Germany. And it's
cool.
It's really an amazing trip through history,
yeah,
to see that.
We are fortunate to be talking with Sheila Blackford. She's the managing editor of American President. That is AmericanPresident.org. And the library specialist at the Miller Center Scripps Library, online at millercenter.org. Next, we'll hear from Lyndon Johnson, President Johnson. And what is this that we're going to hear?
We are going to hear a speech that he made before Congress on the Voting Rights Act. So this is in the height of the civil rights movement, and he is appealing. We just have had Selma, Alabama, where the marchers were crossing the bridge and they got attacked.
Edmund Pettus Bridge, yeah.
The Pettus Bridge, and they got attacked by policemen. And he is appealing to Congress to get this bill passed so that everybody can vote, and specifically African Americans in the South.
To avoid action by their national government in their home communities, who want to and who seek to maintain purely local control over elections, the answer is simple. Open your polling places to all your people. Allow men and women to register and vote, whatever the color of their skin. Extend the rights of citizenship to every citizen of this land. There is no constitutional issue here. The command of the Constitution is plain. There is no moral issue. It is wrong, deadly wrong, to deny any of your fellow Americans the right to vote in this country. There is no issue of states' rights are national rights. There is only the struggle for human rights.
There you go. President Lyndon Johnson in a speech before Congress on March 15th, 1965. And of course, at AmericanPresident.org, you have that entire speech.
We have that entire speech. And interestingly enough, I got a call from a radio, a TV station in Rock Hill, South Carolina today that was interested in actually his signing of the Civil Rights Act. And what's interesting about that is we have the video for that. We have his 10-minute statement. And then we have 17 minutes of him signing the bill with about 25 different pens because he's going to give them out. And you can see all the supporters standing, you know, Martin Luther King in the background. And it's a very neat piece of history to see that.
We're talking with Sheila Blackford from the Miller Center. The website is AmericanPresident.org. And next, we'll hear from President Richard Nixon. And this one, of course, I actually remember this one.
To fight through the months ahead for my personal vindication would almost totally absorb the time and attention of both the President and the Congress in a period when our entire focus should be on the great issues of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation at home. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
Gosh, I love that.
Yeah.
These are like, you know, famous song clips, you know.
You remember them, flashbacks.
I do, you know, it's just amazing. And next we have this, of course, very moving as well. President Ronald Reagan from January of 1986, and something that anybody who was alive then just won't forget.
And I want to say something to the school children of America who were watching the live coverage of the shuttle's takeoff. I know it's hard to understand, but sometimes painful things like this happen. It's all part of the process of exploration and discovery. It's all part of taking a chance and expanding man's horizons. The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave. The Challenger crew was pulling us into the future, and we'll continue to follow them.
I miss his voice.
Yeah, I know. It's a great speech. I mean, he really, you understand watching these why he's called the great communicator.
Yeah, yeah.
He is incredibly effective as a speaker.
Absolutely. And next we have, we're listening to some of the greatest hits from the Miller Center's Presidential Recordings Program. And you have more online at AmericanPresident.org. This now is 41, or George H.W. Bush, and this is from the summer of 1988 at the, where is this from?
This is from the Republican National Convention, and this is a famous pledge that he makes, and the fact that he can't keep this, many people point to it as the reason he lost the election in 1992, 4 years later.
My opponent won't rule out raising taxes, but I will, and the Congress will push me to raise taxes, and I'll say no, and they'll push, and I'll say no, and they'll push again, and I'll say to them, read my lips.
Oh, man.
It was an incredibly popular speech at the time. You know, the convention went wild.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the economic reality of governing when he did meant that he just could not possibly.
Then he had to govern.
Exactly.
Not run.
And he had to govern with Congress, which was controlled by Democrats, which meant that he had to compromise.
Yeah.
Which is what happens.
We're talking with Sheila Blackford of the Miller Center, and now President Bill Clinton. And this, of course, none of us will forget. I play this every once in a while on this program.
Now, I have to go back to work on my State of the Union speech, and I worked on it till pretty late last night. But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false. And I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
Listen to the applause.
Yeah. You often think about, like, imagine if, you know, because it's in August that it actually comes out, you know, where he actually admits. And you think, what we would have been saved as a nation if he had avoided those 8 months of stonewalling and
you mean had a little
it.
Leadership?
Yeah.
and lastly, we'll hear from our current president, and this is Barack Obama, on what may be the policy issue that defines his first term.
Absolutely.
But we did not come here just to clean up crises. We came here to build a future. So So tonight, I return to speak to all of you about an issue that is central to that future, and that is the issue of health care. I am not the first president to take up this cause, but I am determined to be the last.
President Obama's address to Congress on health care, that's from September of this year,
Absolutely,
just a few months
right?
ago.
Yes.
Now, can you gauge which ones are really popular? Is it possible for you to go in and say, oh my gosh, look at the people who are listening to this speech or this president?
We can. We use a program that helps us measure the traffic in our site. And what was interesting is recently, oh, I know what it was. It was the anniversary of Jimmy Carter's Crisis of Confidence speech, which he gave in July of 1978. I'm going to guess. I think that's right. And we didn't, I think it was a little surprising to me. I didn't kind of gauge the, it must have been 1979 for it to be an anniversary. And we got all this traffic. I mean, thousands of people, you know, coming to see it. And we were like, what's going on? And they were like, oh yeah, it's the anniversary. So every now and then we're a little surprised by things like that. But yes, we can. And you know, we started by picking the biggest, most popular, most famous speeches, and we are continually adding to the archive.
Oh, no. See, that's interesting.
Yeah, so we will continue to get sort of less known speeches that you wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, I remember that, but you'd be like, oh, this is, again, a policy speech that I can follow the issue over time.
What a fantastic resource. It's AmericanPresident.org, a project at the Miller Center of Public Affairs, which is MillerCenter.org. Complete text of speeches from every president, audio of speeches from Franklin Roosevelt on, and video of speeches from Kennedy on. An amazing project managed by Sheila Blackford of the Miller Center of Public Affairs. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I've enjoyed it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.